Okay. Natural selection. How does it work? First off, I will tell you what natural selection is by definition. Natural selection is the mechanism for descent with modification. Okay. Terms that you should know. Adaptation. Adaptation is a trait that makes an individual successful in its environment. Fitness is another one that you should know. Measure of an individual's hereditary contribution to the next generation. Okay. After you know that, how does natural selection work? There's four ways that it works. It works by overproduction, genetic variation, struggle to survive, and differential reproduction. Now, do you know what that is? I suppose not. So I will tell you what they are one by one. The first one was overproduction. If you were paying attention, you would know. Overproduction is more offspring produced that can actually survive. What does that mean, you're asking? Yes, I will tell you what that means too. It means that you, let's say, produce 5 deers, and then you're a deer, you're not a human. You produce 5 deers, but you can only feed 3 of them. What's going to happen to the other 2? Eventually, they're going to become anorexic and die or something, you know. Okay. And in an overall perspective, it means that a female deer has 1 or 2 baby deers per year. And over time, not all of them will survive to predators and to immunity and will die eventually. So more are produced than can actually live. Darwin, as you would know from previous stuff, Darwin realized that this works in to limit the births and limit the overpopulation by causing death, like nature and all of that stuff. Okay, I hope you know that because I'm not going to explain it anymore. Genetic variation. What is genetic variation? I shall tell you once more. Every individual has different traits than the rest. We do not all look alike. Not all deers look alike. Not all zebras. Zebras have different stripes than the other zebras, you know. Gotta make it unique. Okay. Some of these traits can be inherited, of course, because, you know, that's how gene and science works. If a deer, let's go back to deers because, you know, deers have thick fur. They will tend to have babies with thick fur. Come on, people. With this, over time, you know, with the traits being inherited and here and, you know, a new trait might appear, you know, overall. That's genetic variation. Enough of that. Struggle to survive. Struggle to survive includes that an individual must compete with each other. Yes, people, we are in a race called life and we must, you know, get you out of my way so I can reach my goal. And that's what the animals do, you know. They have to compete with each other to get what they want. Some variations might help the individual. You know, I can run fast and I'll get faster to the end, you know, deer, pretend I'm a deer. I can get faster to the finish line in the camp, and, you know, in the farm. But some traits might hurt them too, you know. One of them might have not a good leg, a shorter leg than the other. So, you know, as they're running, they can't really run that fast. Hence, they're not going to get over there, so they're not going to get very far in the journey of life. The trait that makes the deer successful in this journey that we all go through is called adaptation. If you recall, I already said the definition. If you weren't paying attention, then, you know, that's too bad. I will will go over it again for those that didn't pay attention. Differential reproduction, that's the next one. Which is the last one if you were paying attention. Which means organisms with the best adaptation are most likely to survive and reproduce. As most of you may know, it's survival of the fittest. Correct? Yes. Through inheritance, this adaptation will become more frequent. You know, the more, you know, more people with thick fur, more, not people, I meant deers, you know, just checking if you were paying attention. You know, as more deers survive with thick fur, because that makes them, protects them from the winter and the snow. Yes, it will be, they're fitted to survive, so it will become more frequent because the other ones will die off, you know, such is life. Hence, the population will start the population will differ as they become adapted, my bad. You know, after over time, all these traits are becoming frequent. They will come adapted to stuff, yes. This that I just said, differential reproduction, is the core of Darwin's theory of evolution. Yes, it is the core, the most important stuff that you should all know. So who was not paying attention? Well, now here I'll give you back the information that you need. Repeating adaptation so you could connect to what you didn't understand. Adaptation is important to know because it is a trait that makes an individual successful in its environment. Okay. Another thing with natural selection and how it works. It works, but it disputes with genetic equilibrium. Yes. It does dispute with it because it has different points, yes. Natural selection, as it's working, it affects the bell curve. What is the bell curve? Bell curve is on a graph. The graph shows the frequency of some variables, and the curve will increase, and natural selection affects all of those things. So I hope you were paying attention because that is how natural selection works, and yeah.